downpour and strong winds made him shiver. He shook his head and headed to his car. I know she's here. I followed her home. How could she be sleeping so quickly? He dialed her number. It rang before going to the answer machine. I'm not here right now, but please leave a message. Love you. Bye. He slammed his fist against the steering wheel. She awoke with a jolt. She looked around feeling dizzy and slightly woozy. What's going on? She followed the hazy signs and looked out the window. Yes, he's here. She smiled and grabbed her robe. He began to back out the driveway, but stopped. Do it. She's not here. She'll never know. He grabbed his head from the pain. Do it now. Intrigued? Want more? Then tune in to Smoke Signals this Sunday on the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast. Welcome, creative souls, to the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast. I'm your host, Kamani, aka the Adult Storyteller, creator of this lovely podcast, author of Shea Butter Rocks, and the upcoming novel, The Shokin. If you are new here, welcome as well. I'm glad to have you. We have a short story that will be read tonight. So as always, grab your favorite drink, snuggle in your comfy blanket, and enjoy the show. So let's jump in to Smoke Signals. He rang the doorbell for the third time. He wiped his eyes. The downpour and strong winds made him shiver. He shook his head and headed to his car. I know she's here. I followed her home. How could she be sleeping so quickly? He dialed her number. It rang before going to the answer machine. I'm not here right now, but please leave a message. Love you. Bye. He slammed his fist against the steering wheel. She awoke with a jolt. She looked around feeling dizzy and slightly woozy. What's going on? She followed the hazy signs and looked out the window. Yes, he's here. She smiled and grabbed her robe. He began to back out the driveway, but stopped. Do it. She's not here. She'll never know. He grabbed his head from the pain. Do it now. He slowly got out of the car. In the trunk was a can of kerosene and rags. His headache roared as he searched in his Mercedes for his designer lighter. He picked it up from Mexico on his last business trip. It had a black Mustang design on the front with the letters G-O etched on the side. Finally, it took you long enough. Go do it. He moved toward the house, looking over the neighbor's fence to avoid being seen. He crouched behind a hedge that had beautiful roses. I remember when I helped her plant them. He smiled at the remembrance. She's not here. Just do it now. She ran to the front door and remembered she left her shoes. She looked under the couch and found her slippers. She grabbed her keys and headed out the front door. What? He's not in the car. Where is he? She walked to the driver's side door and ran her fingers around the edge of his gray S-coupe. She slid into the passenger side seat, smelling his cologne on the seats. I'm trying, but I can't start the lighter. He shook the lighter with force, He looked at his work. The rags were made into small balls and were arranged near each red rose. Kerosene drenched each rose, causing them to wilt. He stood and backed away to admire his work. "What is he doing with my rose bush?" She smiled as she looked at his tall frame. She admired his smile as he walked back to his car. She noticed he didn't look up from the ground and that he seemed to be talking. He went to the trunk. "I don't have another one. I don't." "Then go get another one and hurry." He grabbed the door handle and closed the door. They locked eyes and their bodies froze. Sundry moved closer to Talora. "Your father's dagger can give the power to disappear and reappear as you please. I don't just want the dagger. I want to get one of the jewels hidden under the waters. They would not be able to see me, and I would be gone before sunset." "Come on, you've never wanted to hold the dagger?" Talora backed up closer toward the door. "You'll never get anywhere here without my help, Talora. Get on the list. Go to TASTORYTELLER.com, and that's TASTORYTELLER.com, and sign up for early release jewels, behind the scenes info, and more. See you there. So this was your plan? To burn her house down to get back at me? They danced as they floated out the car. "All you had to do was call me. I do answer the phone." "I tried to call. You didn't answer." She looked at her watch. "Oh, I see. I was trying to encourage her in her sleep. I didn't get a chance to look at my watch. I knew you were up to something, so I sent her signals on the wall to follow. Good thing, but I'm really sorry." He rolled his eyes, but moved closer to her. "I guess I got a little carried away. I've been following you for years, but I couldn't get you to slow down long enough to listen to me. I mean, I do have to work, you know. Can you tell him not to burn her house down, please? This girl is in love with him, and she would be broken if she found out. Tell him to..." Oh my goodness. One by one, the roses went up in flames. The entire rose bush began to burn along with the side of the house. Smoke filled in the air as they both awoke from their trance.
"My babies are on fire. What's going on? Wait.
What were you doing over there earlier? What did you do?" So there you go. That was smoke signals. I thought it was an interesting play on love. What do you think? Let me know. Send me a message. And if you like what you heard and you want to continue experiencing Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast, please consider becoming a supporter today. Supporting the podcast is easy. You can choose to give a one-time donation through Buy Me a Coffee. If you're listening on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, you can give us a 5-star review. I would definitely appreciate it. And you can become a monthly subscriber, either through Patreon or here on Spotify. With this subscription, you'll receive behind-the-scenes clips, access to listening first parties, and more. All links will be provided in the show notes. And if you're on other social media platforms, including Instagram or YouTube or even Facebook, you can locate us and Actually, our name is, it's going to be the Adult Storyteller, and that's going to be T.A. Storyteller on Instagram, and the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast on YouTube. Check us out. We have new information and new videos and new stuff on social media every day. Also, if you're an author and you'd like to have a shout out on our podcast show, feel free to contact us. You can do that at contact@tastoryteller.com, and that's contact, the at symbol, tastoryteller.com. And let us know who you are, what you've written, and why you'd like to be featured. Each episode, we will feature an author and showcase their book and information. Trust me, this is going to be amazing. I can't wait to meet you all. And thank you for tuning in to the Adult Listening Party, where we experience engaging short story samples, spicy poems, and inspiration. Your imagination depends on it. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I can't wait to meet you. And good night, my creative souls. Talk to you next time.